off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How is it going with a plane?
We managed to help someone with it. But in so doing, the engines were damaged beyond repair.
It won't fly?
I wish I had better news, but we'll find a way to bring you home.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We just sent Eric out the hatch there. He had a parachute, didn't he, Dennis? I don't know. I didn't check. That's his responsibility here and yours.
Totally tuck and roll.
Okay, there you go. He'll fly like a squirrel, and hopefully it'll deploy. If not, well, we'll remember him next week. Anywho. We got some other aviation news and information to cover. One is going to affect me because I'm in the process of training or at least studying for my next written test to become a private pilot. And I've been doing it for a while, but they're about to change the way you take the test. I won't just be able to memorize the questions like I was doing.
That's exactly right.
They're making it too hard for me.
They're actually wanting to make sure we can learn the material as opposed to just memorizing it. So fortunately for you, you might have a little bit of a grace period if you can get your act together and get this finished.
Yeah,
because that's a big if. Starting. It's a big if. We all know how fast you are on this training.
Right.
But they are starting with the instrument written exam first, and then they'll be working their way through. I don't know if it'll be private or commercial next, but it's going to start with the instrument. Okay. But what's happening is the FAA publishes a book called the Test Supplement. And in that supplement, there's all of the different examples and illustrations that they can pull questions from. So they might have a section of a sectional chart that they could ask you, you know, what's the height of this tower or what's the frequency for this airport? Or maybe they get a section of a performance chart of the airplane and ask you to look, you know, information on that. Well, right now it's pretty easy. Those are all predictable and you can do the software and do the self-testing, and they know that they're going to draw these types of questions from these examples. All of that's going away. As part of this new testing initiative, they're no longer going to have the test book. The diagrams, the illustrations, as you see, are going to be in the testing software directly, and they're going to be pulling from a much larger test bank and not just that limited number of examples. So they could be drawing from, you know, completely different approach plates than we had seen before for each and every question. So now you have to actually know the material, not just know this particular approach. This is where you would start the approach, you know, because that's the question they might have asked you. You're going to have to understand all approach plates in general, which is really what they were, you know, trying to test in the first place. But I guess because of the limitations of the testing software up till now, they were kind of restricted to and had to make it more streamlined. And now we have the ability to basically pull in a much larger test bank with much more diverse illustrations and examples.
Well, you know, the ultimate goal is to make the pilots more informed or make sure they are. And that's good. You know, for someone like me, you know, I kid, but when I do the test, I'm going to know all the answers and I'm going to know why this answer is correct. I don't just sit there and memorize all the questions, even though I will say that does help. It does definitely help. But the instrument upgrade they're doing, I mean, that's in the process. They're working through that right now, or what do we know?
Yeah, it's going to be within the next year that they're going to be removing that testing supplement. And so, and it'll just be a matter of time as they remove it from all of the tests, you know, even ATP. So, yeah, it's going to definitely change how you prepare for your written exams going forward.
Yeah. I mean, depending on what kind of program you go through, a lot of them do, you know, it's like, here's an example of a test question that you're going to get. And a lot of them do pull from the actual test, I believe, don't they? A lot of them do that.
they all are referencing that because that's the example that you're going to see when you actually go take the test. So it makes sense to use that. But now the emphasis really is going to be, do you know the material? And that's always been the goal of, you know, groundschool.com and Sporties, all of these. They are teaching you the material. They're not teaching you the test. But a lot of people do focus on those practice exams. And, you know, here's what the examples, and I think they're probably leaning on that way too much and not spending enough time actually learning the material. How do you read a TAF or a METAR or things like that? You really need to know that and not just know that on this METAR, for this particular example, METAR, this is the weather conditions that are going to be reported, and just memorize that answer. You really are going to have to understand what the abbreviations are, what the time valid times are, and things like that.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, my personal journey has all been about the process, not the end goal. That's my excuse.
Well, you've passed the test before.
Yes, we just I've
need
done
you
it.
To prioritize this and get it done.
Well, I've just finished up a bunch of travel, and I do have a little runway in front of me right now. So I'm actually planning to get back on it next week. You know, mark the tape, you know, we'll see what happens. Anywho, enough about me. Let's move on to other aviation news and information. I saw a new ADS-B device from Skyhound. Is that right?
That's right.
They caught my eye, and I was like, okay, this is interesting. I think they've come out with this idea because you think it's more targeted at old school pilots as opposed to these gamers. I mean, because they're you know, ADS-B, you get a Stratus, you hook it up to your iPad, you're good to go. But there's old guys, and when I say old guys, I mean you, Dennis.
No.
Yeah, he's not a good example as far as because he's a techie. But most guys,
I've got the gadgets in the cockpit.
That's right. But most of the guys your age and my age, I guess, we're not as digitally savvy as maybe some of the younger folk. You think that's a fair way to look at this or no?
Yeah, possibly. But there's also some people that just don't want all of that clutter and whatnot in their cockpit. And they're looking for a more streamlined solution. I mean, take the guy that's just flying a Cub, you know, out for a joyride, you know, VFR only. Do you really need to go and bring an iPad and a Stratus with you and all this? But you would like to have the safety of having the traffic be able to display it. And that's the market for this new product from Skyhound. Mm-hmm. It's a 4.3-inch display, so basically a cell phone-sized display, but it's self-contained. It's an ADS-B receiver. It gets the weather and traffic, displays it right there on the unit. Now, if you do want to connect it to an iPad, it does support, you know, connecting to ForeFlight and Garmin. So it is it's able to stream it out to a tablet, but it doesn't require it. And so it requires no subscriptions. No, you don't have to have an active ForeFlight subscription to be able to take advantage of it. It just works. It shows
self-contained,
self-contained little radar scope, but it can also display the weather on there. So it is a unique product. Appareo did modify and came out with their Stratus 4 about a year ago, and they've added a small screen to it that has a similar traffic display. I actually was just looking at that not even an hour ago at their headquarters here in Fargo, where I happen to be right now. And I think that there's definitely some value, and I'm looking at that for my airplane. Being able to have a dedicated traffic display right there on the dash, I think is really cool. So the fact that these guys are right there at the same price point, but you know, giving the ability to also put weather up on a dedicated display, yeah, I think there's definitely a market for this product.
Yeah. So once again, that's a Skyhound, and you can order it already. You already looked it up. You can buy them now.
You buy it now, $849.
Wow.
For the low, low price.
Okay. So that's like an
stacks
intro
up
price.
Yeah, that's an intro price. Mm-hmm. But that stacks up with Appareo's Stratus 4 and with the Sentry from ForeFlight. It's right in there.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. All right, we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.